This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
It's Edward Frankish. I'm from Mansfield near Nottingham. And I'm on the electrician's course.
Welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Edward from Mansfield. And Edward's here now. Hi, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Jolly good. Edward, a little bit about you to start off with. What's been your career to date then before you started the course?
I'm currently employed by Honda and sell cars.
Right, and you need a change of direction?
Yeah, I'm looking to get into the, obviously, the construction industry on the electrician side.
Okay, grand. Have you also been interested in electrics then?
Yeah, I have since I was young. Always little circuits and things.
So what made you sort of really drive into this and how did you find out about Train for Trade Skills?
I Googled it to start with and got in touch with one of the sales reps for Train for Trade. And I've got a couple of friends that are electricians already, so obviously I've seen how they work and the days of hours and things like that.
Sure. So you sought a bit of advice from very well qualified people, I guess, then.
Yes. Yeah.
always a good thing to do. So you got started, you got all your bits and pieces and books and things at home, and then you were into computers, weren't you?
Yes.
How did you find that?
It was all right.
Yeah.
It was all right. Yeah.
Moving down to the practical training that you're now on, how are you finding it?
Very good. Very good.
What sort of things you've been up to?
From basics all the way to fitting lights and sockets and powering up the circuit.
Right. And we're
doing testing now, which is good.
Brilliant stuff. So listen, when you're finished and got qualified, what's the big game plan then?
Hopefully to get a few customers and become self-employed. Obviously not straight away, because you need to build up a database first, but shortly after, become self-employed.
Okay, now I'm saying this with the greatest respect, Edward, because I think you're like me and just a little bit over 21.
Yes.
Would that be right?
Yeah, that's right.
So someone's listening to this now, what would you say to them if they're thinking, well, I wish I'd done that when I was younger, but now I can't, and, you know, college isn't for me. What advice would you give them if you're going to take a trade?
To jump on board, it's never too late. No time like the present, like they say. There's all ranges of age groups on the course. So, again, you might as well, if you're still thinking of it, jump on.
And what qualities do you think people need?
Just the enthusiasm of wanting to learn and get something behind them.
And just briefly, and I mean briefly, what if you had to summarise your course, what would you say?
Very good, very good. It's very constructive. It's good.
Lovely. Well, listen, we seriously hope that you do manage to get your business up and running as soon as possible and get into your chosen career. And thank you so much for joining us today, Edward.
No, thank you. Thanks, Eric.
Cheers. You're welcome.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.